Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mehler here, and joining me in the studio right now, Jim Packard. And we're in our winter membership drive, as you well know. You get a lot out of Wisconsin Public Radio no matter when you listen. And today we're asking you to put something back in, and that is money. At Wisconsin Public Radio, we count on you to pay for just about everything we do. Your gift now keeps the programs you value, including this one on the air. So please make your contribution now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jim Packard, we got a goal this hour.
That's right. The goal last hour was 75 calls, and we heard from about 20 listeners, and we're looking for 75 listeners during the show today. These hourly goals are extremely important in helping us to stay on track with the funds needed to keep the discussion going on Wisconsin Public Radio. So 75 pledges in the next hour and a half, and take a moment now. Give online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Looking forward to hearing from you. And in just a moment, we'll be talking with Michael Perry, and I've really been looking forward to this. Michael's got a CD out, new CD out. It's called Tiny Pilot by Michael Perry and the Longbeds. So we're going to talk with him about music today. We're going to talk with him about certainly about his writing as well. And I'm really looking forward to it. And discussions like this on the Ideas Network are possible because of your financial support. So please do give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we do have a premium associated with Michael. Michael's made arrangements for us to have a copy of his CD for everyone who contributes $60 or more. So if you put in a contribution of $60 or more, we'll be happy to send you a copy of his CD.
And if you like his writing with Truck and Coop and the other books that he's put together, Population 485, you're going to really love the songs that he's put together with his band, The Longbeds, and we'll have more about that. But we want to make sure that you're giving at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time. A dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year, and all year long you'll benefit from this program and all of the other WPR programs you love. So make your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Absolutely. And giving at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is easy. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week, a few minutes of your time. Dollar or two a week adds up to $50 or $100 for the year, and all year long you're going to benefit from this program and all the WPR programs that you love. So make your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
You know, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a tuition-free lifelong education. All you need is a radio or a computer to tune in. We need your support to make it all happen. Contribute now, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And, of course, if you pledge $120, you'll receive the Wisconsin Public Radio member benefit card that goes along with every contribution of $120 or more. It's easy to use. You simply keep the card in your wallet, present it for two-for-one deals at participating restaurants and the B&Bs and the golf courses and cultural attractions. And, of course, with every use, you're going to be reminded of your relationship with WPR. Pledge $120 or more and receive the member card as well as the CD from Michael Perry and the Longbeds. Securely online at WPR.org or toll-free at 888-202-2552.
75 calls during the program is our goal, and we would like to hear from you to help us make that at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And when you pledge at the $60 level, we'll be glad to send along a copy of Tiny Pilot with Michael Perry and the Longbeds. So, with your pledge of $60, you'll have some great music in store. If you pledge $120 or more, you can choose the Food for 40 as your thank you gift. That'll provide 40 meals to those facing hunger in your area. Pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And now we welcome, thanks, Jim, now we welcome Michael Perry to the phones. Mike, are you there? Well, let's see. Have we got Michael here? Not finding him. Let's try over here. Not there. Let's try over here. Michael, you there? Well, Jim Packard, we do not have Michael Perry here.
I know that he's in the Eau Claire studio waiting to talk to us. So as soon as we get the technical side worked out, why, we'll be happy to have him on the air. Meanwhile, of course, we're looking for your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You know, a credit card is a great way to pay your pledge. We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. No matter how you pay, you can set up installments to make paying your pledge really easy. Thanks to people who renew each year in the mail, give loyally by electronic funds transfer, your support is the backbone of our budget. Again, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Have some great comments from people who have contributed already. A few months ago, a friend expressed a mixture of amazement and disappointment that I was not an NPR listener. So I began to listen to various WPR stations, and I was, in fact, amazed at what I'd been missing. Since that time, I've been a daily listener. I found little need to listen to other radio stations. I'm grateful to my friend for suggesting WPR. It's greatly enriched my life. So there's another great comment. Again, contribute at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And let's see. Let's try again here and see if we got Michael Perry. Michael, you there? No, we don't have Michael there. Let's see. Try it up here. Michael, no? Somehow we're having a problem getting Michael here, and I'm not sure exactly why. Tell you what, our engineers will be working on this. I feel confident that we'll have Michael. You know, he's an author, a musician, he's a nurse, an emergency first responder from near Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Mike, or sometimes people call it Mikey, has just released this second full CD of music called Tiny Pilot with the band The Long Beds on Ambledown Records. He's the author of several books, be it Coop, A Year of Poultry, Pigs, and Parenting, Truck. Let's see, what else has he got here? Population 485 is one of my favorites, Meeting Your Neighbors One Siren at a Time. Those are some of his books, and we're going to try right now, once again, to get him here. In the meantime, again, you can contribute at 888-202-2552 or by going online to WPR.org, and we would love to hear from you. Now let's see if we got Mikey Perry here. No, we don't have him yet. But I can promise you he's on the way, isn't he, Jim?
Well, he's sitting in the studio waiting for us.
He's probably saying, Terry is not on the way. Right now.
He's where he needs to be. It's just that we're not able to make our connection between here and Eau Claire. Why not consider becoming a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio? Saves time and money. You can set up ongoing monthly installments on your credit or debit card or from your checking account. More than a third of our budget comes from listener support. That's holds true for year to year, and it's true this year as well. So join us at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Now let's see if we have our problem solved. Michael, you there? We're not there. We're not getting him. Oh, my goodness. Let's try one other thing here. We'll try one other thing here and see if we can get him in.
Can we play one of his songs?
You know, we could play one of his songs. And maybe that. Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do that to sort of introduce you to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try. I've got that all set up here. Let's see if I... Let's just set that up. There we go. Let's give that a try. Let's see if we can get Michael Perry... Here we go, little Michael Perry.
Alice Mayhew Jackson picked herself right up off the floor. One eye was swelling shut, she had. pounds soaking wet. But she pushed right by that man with the bottle in his hand. She said, if you got any sense at all, you'll get. 'Cause I have been a good wife, and I have lived a good life, and I am through entertaining you.
Michael Perry, and that's part of the song, the first track on his new song, or his new CD. And that track is called, and Michael Perry's with us now. Michael, you there?
Yes, sir. Larry, we've patched me through using a series of rabbit ears and tinfoil until we figure out the other technological issues. But yeah, I'm on my cellular phone right now.
You're on your cellular phone right now. Okay,
that's
well,
right.
I am so glad that we finally have you here. And I tell you, I really love your CD. We played
thank you.
We played a little of it, of your first cut on the CD, and just while we were trying to figure things out here and figure what we could do. You know, you'd think in this day and age we'd be able to just have everything work perfectly, but it doesn't work that way.
Well, we will press on. We're from Wisconsin, and in Wisconsin we say forward.
You're exactly right. Well, I, you know, you and I have talked so much about your books over the years, but talk a little bit about how you got involved in songwriting and singing. You have a wonderful voice, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know, it was a slow progression. I wrote about musicians and hung out with them for years, and I started songwriting a few years back. I had a couple of friends who tried to help me learn a couple of chords on the guitar, and I had several false starts. But then I eventually started writing these songs, and over time I'd collected about 20, 25 of them, and I really wasn't doing anything with them. I just would write songs while I was doing my regular writing.
Sure.
Take a break from the keyboard and go over in the corner and pick up the guitar. And then I had about 20, 25 songs, and this buddy of mine, Billy, he's still in the band. He's been playing out for years, and he said, man, you should go up to some coffee shop and play those. And so he came with me, and we went out, and I played my first live music gig. And I ain't saying I was nervous, but I ripped through a 60-minute set in about 32 minutes flat. But the wheels didn't come completely off the wagon, so I decided to go ahead and try and do it. And what happened is we started doing these deals where I come out and I'll do a little humorous monologue or mixed in with some reading from the books and do that for about a 50-minute set or an hour, and then we take a little break, and then the band comes out and we play for 50 minutes or so. And these things just turned out to go over pretty good, and so we've been doing it for a couple of years now, and we're getting work in spite of ourselves.
Well, I can see why, because you've got some great songs, and maybe talk a little bit about the kinds of things you write about. You write about, in a way, you write about small-town people, don't you?
Well, there are certainly parallels to the books. I think what's fun about the songs is my first love was poetry, and my songs, they're not poetry. That's a whole different discipline, but it is fun to work again with the short lines and the line breaks and trying to convey something in just a few verses. And, of course, there's so much rhythm involved when you're writing a song lyric. But as far as the material, it comes out. Well, that song you just played, it's called Alice Mayhew Jackson, and I like to tell people there is no one that I know named Alice Mayhew Jackson. I made her up, but I'll tell you what, if you come with me to the Red Cedar Raceway of a Friday night in Menominee, Wisconsin, you will meet her. So there's that. People always want to know how much of the songs is real, and I say it depends. There's a song called Sweet Edge of Time on the album, and it mentions a girl with sweet auburn curls and a horse named Flicka, and I always tell people there really was a girl with sweet auburn curls, and there was a girl with a horse named Flicka. They weren't the same girl. But then I said the rest of the song, as they say, is strictly speculative. So.
Well, it tells that first song tells a great story. I love the story. It's a little humor with it, too. It's a kind of a sad story in a way to begin with, but it's kind of has a nice happy ending to it.
Yeah, it's about a, I like to say it's about a northern Wisconsin sister doing it for herself. She was in a relationship with a husband who was not treating her right, and it's just one of those little stories about a woman who's finally had enough. You know, it's that she weighed 97 pounds soaking wet, but she pushed right by that man with the bottle in his hand, and she said, if you got any sense at all, you'll get. And then she grabs her pickup truck and heads down the road, deciding to leave, and then she finds a big old 44 under the seat of the pickup, and she decides, why should I leave? And she goes back, and let's just say she convinces him to leave. So, yeah.
Michael Perry, our guest today, as we talk with him about his, we'll talk about his writing. We're also talking with him, of course, about his new CD. It's called Tiny Pilot. You can join in with your own questions or comments. I haven't even given that number yet. Let me give it right now. It's 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us, too. The email address is talk@WPR.org. talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Again, if you'd like to join in our conversation with Michael Perry, feel free at 1-800-642-1234 or through the email at talk@WPR.org. Give us a call. Sounds like the words or the story come first, or maybe the melody jumps up front. What comes first there, Michael?
Well, can you hear me there?
I'm just barely hearing you now.
Okay, how's that?
Oh, that's a lot better.
Okay, they're still trying to work out the details here. We got to go get more tinfoil, I think. The words, usually the words come first, a little scrap of lyric, and of course part of the reason for that is that my guitar playing abilities are roughly equivalent to those of, I don't know, I always say I play guitar with all the nuance of a man cutting brush. I learned a few chords, and if it ain't in 4/4 time, I don't know, it ain't happening. But a lot of times I have little ideas. There's a song on the album called Indiana. And what happened there is I was out on book tour. I was out actually on book tour for Coop. I'd been out for many weeks. I was missing my wife and my little girls and my pigs. And I was in Michigan, and I had about 3 more days of tour. And I was going from Michigan, and I had to do a book reading in Chicago. And so I thought, man, if I just get to Chicago, I'm one more step closer. So I was coming out of Michigan early morning, not much sleep. And I thought, man, I'm almost to Illinois. And I saw the big sign coming, and I thought, oh, yeah, here we go. And then I realized I had forgotten about Indiana. And so I just wrote the first line. I reached over on a piece of paper and wrote something about it being early morning and being tired, and that I was in Indiana. And so I just had that scrap of verse for a long time, and then one night started working on some more of it, and then using a few of my chords, and I just kind of build usually from a line or two.
Oh, well, Kay in Marshfield's on to talk to you. Let's go to Kay. Hi, Kay. Thank you for calling.
I'm delighted that you have him on. We took in his concert up at Spencer, Wisconsin. It's 5 miles away from where we live, and I tell you, we must have been anxious because we went up there. Looked around, couldn't find the place and the culture center where it was, and finally did. The parking lot was empty. We couldn't figure out what was wrong. We were halfway home, and my husband said, "You're sure this is the right date, isn't it?" I looked in my purse at the tickets. We were a week early. How's that for being anxious? We so enjoyed his concert, we would have paid just to see half, you know, one or the other half for the price we paid of our tickets. And,
I will be
getting his books and reading them, and wonderful that you have him on today.
Oh, thank you, Kay.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Well, that's a nice comment for you there, Michael.
That is nice. You know, we had such a nice time doing these things, and people will sometimes say they had a good time, and we always turn right around and say the same thing back, because it's a privilege to be able to do what we do. We get I get to stand up there and tell stories, just like we used to tell stories growing up on the farm. Only now there's folks listening, and the band has a good time too. And it's been a pleasure to integrate them into some of the shows. I'm a big respecter of musicians. I've already alluded to the fact that I'm not going to scare anybody with my guitar playing. And I'm always careful with that term musician. I think at this point I'll accept if it's offered the term singer-songwriter, but musician is a whole different term. And there, I have in my band people who have spent their lives learning their instruments and the nuances of them, and so it's fun to turn myself over to them. I always say the name of my band is The Long Beds. They're named after my 1951 International Harvester pickup truck, the one I wrote about in the book called Truck. And they're The Long Beds, but I always say the band should be called The Bowling Bumpers, because if anybody's familiar with bowling bumpers, I'm kind of the big old dumb bowling ball. And I got these songs in about 4.5 chords, and I start off down the alley with my song, and I veer off, or I forget the words, or I play the wrong chord, and they just kind of gently nudge me back to the middle until I make it all the way to the end and knock over a couple of pins. So it's a nice relationship.
Musicians, the Long Beds, and these are friends of yours, pretty much, Michael, that you've...
Yeah, it was a rotating cast for a while. It was whoever I could get a hold of, and then it is pretty much settled in now to a core group. A friend of mine, Billy Krause, a guy who's just a tremendous musician in his own right, has been playing around for years. A lot of folks across the state have probably heard him. His friend Chuck Roll, who's our bass player, he also plays Hawaiian lap steel, which is, we call it the secret weapon. And then occasionally he brings out his auto harp, which we call the double secret weapon. And then a gentleman named Chris Ramey from St. Paul, Minnesota, who plays the lead guitar and a lot of the keyboard leads. And I was friends with a friend of a friend and just met him over the years. Whenever she's available in the band, we have Molly Otis. A lot of folks might have known her from several years back. She had a band called Molly and the Haymakers, and she and I have been friends for years. And whenever she's available, she brings her hot red electric violin and mandolin and really adds something extra to the show, too.
Oh, it's wonderful. Michael Perry, our guest today, as we talk with him about music and about writing here on the Ideas Network. Jim Packer joining us again just for a minute or two here. As part of this membership drive, and we're hoping that you'll give now at WPR.org or go online or call us at 888-202-2552. It's 202-2552. Your call keeps the programs on the air. Only takes a few minutes of your time, so we want you to invest in your future listening by donating now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jim, how are we doing?
Well, we started with a goal of 75 calls during the program, and 13 people have called so far and have made their pledge.
Is it
10 or 23? 10 new and
13? 10 new pledgers out of a total of 23. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks if you've already given. If not, help us stay on track. Make your contribution right now, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Remember, when you pledge at the $60 level, be happy to send you a copy of Tiny Pilot with Michael Perry and the Long Beds, and some great pictures. All of the lyric sheets are in there, and some wonderful music as well. So you decide the amount of your pledge. When you give $60, ask for Tiny Pilot, the CD, and pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Every week we hear from a different guest expert about one of your favorite pastimes, gardening, for example. We also have experts on to talk about the out-of-doors. Some are horticulture professors who can answer a wide variety of questions. Others specialize in health and fitness and taking care of your house. So we really, I think, have a broad range of guests, and I hope you'll support this program, where you get so much great information all year long with your pledge securely online at WPR.org or by calling us at 888-202-2552.
Where do you get most of your news and information and entertainment from on the radio? If the answer is Wisconsin Public Radio, then it's time to become a member. WPR is a commercial-free, nonprofit, listener-supported public radio station. You rely on WPR, and we rely on you. It's a great combination. So make your donation online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. A contribution of any amount makes you a member of WPR, the station you count on for news, in-depth discussions, entertainment, and, of course, classical music.
Raise your hand if you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and if it's helped you do your chores, you'd be in very good company. And that's something that I really like about Wisconsin Public Radio and its programming. I hope you'll give now. Give at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. Remember, a $60 pledge or more, and we'll send you a copy of Michael's book. Or Michael's CD, excuse me.
That's right.
Tiny Pilot by Michael
Perry. Don't put off donating to WPR. It takes just a couple of minutes to contribute at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You'll have the good feeling of supporting this public radio station and the programs that you love and enjoy. So don't put it off. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to contribute right now.
Do it right now. 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. Now, I think we have Michael on a different line.
Yes, sir. Are you there, Claire?
No, it's not working very well here. It's not working very well.
Yep.
Let's see. Is that going to make a difference? No, that's not making any difference either. Well, Michael, I'm not sure what's going on here, but hold on, because I think we'll get it set up here in just a second. Let's try it once more. No, not working. Let's see. Are you still on line one, Mike? Let's see. No, we're not getting him online. Let's try a different one. Michael, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah. I think we've got you.
Got me there, Larry.
Oh, I think the that last piece of tinfoil.
Right there?
Put it right there. Oh, my goodness.
Very good. You know, I was listening to you talk about the lyric sheet that's in the album there. We have a poster and the lyrics and that sort of thing in the actual physical album. And you had also asked me about the musicians in the band.
Yeah.
And I come from that era, of course, where you looked forward to things like liner notes. We love reading liner notes, see who's on in the band or who played what and what the actual lyrics were. And so we listed all the musicians inside the album, but I'm especially proud to say, you know, the album is called Tiny Pilot, and we have, under our contributing musicians, we have all of our names. But we also have listed Tim Knutson.
Yes.
Fella from up near the New Auburn, Sand Creek, Chautauqua area. And he was playing on the album a Naval Aircraft Factory N3N-3 biplane powered by a Lycoming R680. It's an open cockpit two-seater N45035 serial number 4421 delivered to the U.S. Navy in September of 1941. You ever try to tune a biplane?
I tell you what, and that biplane is in a couple of your cuts, at least.
It's in it's in one cut in particular, and it's also on the cover of the album itself. All we needed a very short little piece. We have a song on there called Tiny Pilot that I wrote in memory and in honor of my little nephew Jake. We lost Jake too young, but he was a little boy who just loved airplanes, and this particular airplane did a flyover graveside when we lost him. And so we needed just about 15 seconds of airplane sound. And, of course, you can get it in 0.0 seconds online anywhere this day and age. But we thought, why not get the real airplane? So we went up there, and Mr. Knutson flew for us, and we recorded him. But then we also had about 13 minutes
yes.
of airplane sound. So on the CD, this isn't on the digital download, but on the CD that you guys are giving out today, there's a bonus track that's 13 minutes of pretty much nothing but airplane sounds.
I listened to part of it. I didn't listen to the whole 13 minutes.
No, you got to be pretty hardcore to listen to the whole 13 minutes. I figure, you know, we're shooting for that vintage airplane pilot association demographic right there.
Well, I tell you what, I enjoyed that an awful lot. What's been the response to the CD, by the way?
Well, it's early days, but yeah. So far so good. We're playing in the official release isn't until March 16, although obviously some of your folks get it early, and I know that they're taking pre-orders at the record label. We actually signed a deal with Ambledown Records for this particular album, and I think if you go to sneezingcow.com, they've got all that info. If you just go to the homepage of Sneezing Cow, you'll get sent the right place. But so far, the reaction's been good. It's an interesting time, of course, to be doing music. Things are changing fast, but we're playing this Saturday in Minneapolis for a whole group of independent booksellers because the Midwestern booksellers are carrying it as well. Because there are some ties between some of the songs and some of the books. There's a song, If They Give You Wings, and that particular song is drawn directly from a scene in an essay called Branding God, which was in my book Off Main Street. And yeah. I already mentioned that Indiana was written based on a day of book tour. And the song called Sissy Moan that talks about a bookstore in Mississippi where I did a reading. It also talks about the writers Larry Brown and William Faulkner and Barry Hanna. Barry Hanna, who we just lost yesterday. Great fiction writer, short story writer out of Oxford, Mississippi. So there is some overlap between the books. It's not overt, but there are some threads in there.
We'll take some calls now, too. Again, if you'd like to join in, the number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can also email us at talk@wpr.org. And let's turn to Dave in Augusta next. Dave, hi.
Hello, Larry. Hello, Michael. Well,
howdy, Dave.
I was wondering, I was listening to you talking about airplane noise, and I was wondering if you fly airplanes.
I do not. If you've read any of my work and you know how absent-minded and forgetful I am, you do not want to put me in charge of an airplane.
Okay.
Having said that, my brother just got his license.
A smaller plane or something like that, because I live in Augusta, which isn't too far from Fall Creek, and there's an airport right between us, I believe. I just didn't know if you knew about that.
Yeah, I'm aware of that airport, and I also have the gentleman who flew the plane for the album, and then, as I said, my brother flies, so I do have some truck with the pilot community. My brother, I get a kick out of that. He'd wanted a pilot's license for years, and he lives in a little log cabin. He's kind of got a big old beard. He's a logger type of fellow, but he'd always wanted to fly, and he got his pilot's license and got an airplane, and then he also runs heavy equipment. He married a woman who owns her own Mack dump truck, and he needed a runway.
My wife and I are very big fans of yours, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Okay, continue with that story, though, Michael.
Oh, I was just going to say
he got his airplane
license, or his pilot's license, and he needed a runway, so he just took his bulldozer and made one. But yeah, I'm a guy who cannot find one of the three pairs of keys from the car that I keep stashed everywhere. So you really do not want me going through. I'd get about a quarter of the way through the whatever it is, the pre-flight checklist there, and then I'd say, "Oh, isn't that interesting? You know, I had an idea for a poem," and then I think my career would end.
Kathy in Marshfield, we'll turn to you next. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, interested to hear Michael talk. I first heard about him when you read the book on Chapter 8, and I went into Wausau and purchased the book and unfortunately found out that he had been in Wausau the week before. So I missed hearing his group. So I just called to pledge so that I could get the CD so that I could hear the group.
How nice. Well, thank you. That you know, Chapter Day, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it or
sure,
not.
Sure, go ahead.
I want to tell a story about that because Chapter Day means so much to me, being a Wisconsin kid. And I'll never forget when my first book came out, it's called Population 485, and I was out on my very first book tour, and it was just me in my car, and I was bombing all over the Midwest, and I was somewhere on I-80, I think in Iowa, And I got a call from the New York publicist, and he said, there's some radio station in Wisconsin, and they have a little program called Chapter Day, and they want to read your book on that. And I don't, is that something you want to do? And I said, son, you need to hang up the phone and call those people as quickly as possible and say yes.
Well, I really enjoyed Chapter Day. I got the Land Remembers also because it was on Chapter Day, and I'm enjoying your book. I'm from the Twin Cities originally. I married a farmer, and reading your book, let me tell you, I've had a real education being married to a farmer, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, thank you very much. That's nice. I don't set out to write with any higher purpose. I've always been real clear about the fact that I'm self-employed. This is how I decided to try and support my family. But occasionally I do feel that a guy can provide a service, and there are two things that I hope my books do. One is tell the story of where I'm from and the people I know and grew up with and that I still work with on the local fire department and things like that. But I also hope that it sometimes serves as a primer for folks, just like the lady who just called, that this is what you're getting into. I don't know if you were aware of what a deep-fried cheese curd was or why you should never stand behind a sneezing cow, but here's the facts.
Thanks, Kathy. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Michael Perry, our guest today, as we talk with him about writing and singing in his songs with the Long Beds. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Visiting with Michael Perry today, and if you'd like to join in and comment for Michael or a question, I hope you'll join us at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us as well. The email address is talk@wpr.org. You know, I was thinking about playing another, and we'll play another song. Maybe we'll play a little bit right now. How about Evergreen? Can you talk a little bit about that song, Michael?
Oh, sure. Everclear, actually.
Everclear, that, excuse me.
And I like to say that we call that, or I call it, my angry Scandinavian bluegrass drinking song. It's a whole new genre that we're trying to get out there. And people especially get a kick out of me. The band loves it when I introduce it as a drinking song because they all know that I've never even had a drop of alcohol all my life, except maybe once when my mom gave me some particularly nasty cough syrup.
Well, let's see if I can find it here.
"15 below and the oak trees are cracking.
You know, I wanted to play that whole song, but I tell you what, it is, it's a fun song.
Oh, thanks.
I love that song. And you must have had fun. Now, tell me the story about writing that particular song again.
You know, that's one of those that was, I was fiddling around with just a rhythm and a capo, and the capo is just the thing that you strap on your guitar and you move it up and down the fretboard there and it changes the key. It's kind of a cheater's way to change the key. If you're a real musician, you can change the key just by playing different notes. But I saw George Jones play once and he uses a capo, and I said, if it's good enough for George Jones, it's good enough for me. Anyway, I had slid the capo down around there to what I call the key of mandolin. And just started wanging away on that. And it was, I'd always wanted to write about how cold it gets around here, and also those little insider things that you only know if you grow up in, around the real serious cold, and that is that the trees actually will bang and snap at night. And so it started with that, and then once you, I had started this verse, and I had a verse about a guy who obviously is all alone, missing his lady. And so then from there on, you got to figure, well, where did they meet? And, of course, they met in summer, and hopes were high. And then by winter, he's just miserable. And
oh, man. Jim and Rhinelander wonders what life was like for you from 10 to 18 years of age.
Life was good. I'm not embarrassed, but writers, artists, musicians often draw in their very difficult circumstances of their childhood to create their art. And I had wonderful parents, and I grew up on a farm with a big old vibrant family, and we worked hard, and we didn't have a lot, but I never went to bed hungry, and I always went to bed knowing I had folks who loved me. And so I was very, very fortunate in that. At the age of 16, I started working on a ranch in Wyoming summers. So those years were good. I was a little bit backward when it came to girls and stuff. I was real shy, and I don't think I ever would have been on a date except a farm girl asked me to the Sadie Hawkins dance. And when it was over, I was still real shy and still real scared of him, but I had discovered that I really liked him. So 10 to 18 was a pretty good stretch. I had some lovely hair during that stretch. Made some real errors with how I handled it, but I remember my hair with fondness. It's long gone.
Oh, boy. Michael Perry, our guest today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our winter membership drive, and Michael's helping us out today. And I tell you what, he's helping with our goal, and the goal pretty much is simple. Raise funds needed to pay for the programs you listen to. Because you value public radio, we hope you'll please also take care of public radio. And you can do your part by contributing now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Jim Packer joining us again. Jim, we're moving right along.
Indeed, Larry. We started this program with a goal of 75 calls, and so far we've heard from 31 people. So we're 44 to go, and you can make your fund drive pledge right now. It depends on you. Thanks if you've given already. If not, give now online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And when you pledge at the $60 level, we'll be happy to send you a copy of Tiny Pilot by Michael Perry and the Long Beds. This includes about 15 tracks. It includes a page of pictures of the band, and including the biplane. And it also has all of the lyrics for the song. So that is something that's really nice that I enjoy about that. So when you give $60, ask for the Tiny Pilot CD. And if you can pledge at the $1,200 level, we'll be happy to send you along to Joy and Larry's Grillin' and Chillin' with Mad Dog and Merrill, the Galloping Grillers. A little takeoff on the Galloping Gourmet. But you can do that at $1,200. That's a pair of tickets for the big party coming up on the 19th of June. It's a celebration of all of the things that are good about Wisconsin Public Radio, and we're very happy with that. So why not pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Mad Dog and Merrill, by the way, will be cooking up a tasty fest on the grill, including chicken, brat, summer sausage, and veggies.
And a lot of patter, too. A lot of snappy patter.
A lot of very snappy patter. There's some vegetarian dishes in there, too. And it seems to me like a perfect way to spend a Saturday in June. It's June 19th, as Jim said. So there's some value for you. You get some value from this program, I hope, and certainly from Chapter a Day. We've been talking about Chapter a Day. Michael is fond of it. I'm fond of it as well. I've enjoyed listening to it as well. Zorba Pastor on Your Health, What Do You Know? Lots of programs and a real mix of programs that you're probably not going to get anywhere else. So I hope you'll support this. I think it's an exciting mix of programs with your contribution at WPR.org or at 888 202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio is one of the best things that you can do with 3 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we'll keep your personal information safe. Your gift right now of $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount feels right to you, will become the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I have many favorites. I like the music for casual listening, but when I want to pay attention, when I want to do intentional listening, then I like anything that Larry Miller does. I do like Chapter a Day. In fact, I usually try to catch that twice, both early in the day and late at night. I like Saturday morning, Classics by Request, and I love the folk music program on Sunday evening. I like all the NPR offerings, especially Prairie Home Companion and All Things Considered. I listen all the time. I'm Lorraine Henning from Eau Claire, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for intellectual stimulation.
Thank you, Lorraine, for those nice, very nice comments. And I know Lorraine has called in with a contribution. What about you? If you haven't called in with a contribution, you can join us right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we really don't put a minimum amount or a maximum amount on the pledges. It's $50, $100, $500, $1,200, whatever amount you choose is the right amount, really. And go to WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Give us a call.
That's right. Go online, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and help pay for the programs that you depend on. Lori from Elizabeth, Illinois, sent an email or a message along with her pledge and said that her car radio is tuned to WPR. She learns something valuable every time she drives. So if this sounds like you, if you're in your car a lot, then help us meet the goal of 75 pledges right now. We've got 43 to go in the next 34 minutes. So thanks if you've already given at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and we want to make it easy for you to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. At the $60 level, we'll send you this excellent CD by Michael Perry and the Long Beds. Now, you decide the amount of your pledge. When you give $60, ask for the CD at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Think about all the issues that you've heard discussed on the Ideas Network in this past year. There's so many things that we've talked about. All the conversations that we've had were possible because of listener support. So that's why we want you to help us out and make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Do it for all you learned in the past year on Wisconsin Public Radio and the fun, too. We have a lot of fun here, too.
I think that fun is right at the top of the list, Larry, along with some education. David from Eau Claire is a fan, and he says, I'm a fan of Michael Perry, and he called in a pledge. So if you have the capacity, why not share your passion for WPR with others by making a pledge of $1,000? Radio is accessible to everyone, but not everyone has the means to support it. Your gift of $1,000 supports your listening and also makes WPR available in your community. And every pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is very much appreciated.
We've heard from a lot of people who say on with WPR, you get unbiased news, you get high-quality entertainment, you get informative talk, and you get enriching music. We have a little enriching music today on the show. And tell you what, you're going to love that CD when you get a chance to hear the whole thing. It's a rich experience no matter when you tune in. And the depth of programming that we provide is possible due to listener contributions. So make yours right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Jim's kind of like an investment, isn't it?
It is. It's like an investment in the future listening. So give us 3 minutes of your time and your donation in any amount, and in return, you'll get hours and hours of great programming. At the $60 level, we'll send you a copy of Michael Perry's new CD, Tiny Pilot, and donate at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. In a few minutes, you'll have made a wise investment, one that'll pay you dividends every day. WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We ask you to make a contribution, but we also ask that you give an amount that is comfortable for you, and that some people do give $60 a year, $5 a month. You can do it that way. Some do give $1,000 or more, as Jim was talking about earlier. Whatever the amount, we'll use your contribution prudently. We'll use it to pay our bills, and in turn, you'll stay informed and entertained throughout the year. Give now whatever amount is comfortable for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we've got that goal of 75 calls for the program, and we're about halfway there right now. So help us out with a pledge. If you go at the $60 level, of course, you get the Tiny Pilot CD. Or when you pledge $120 or more, you choose the Food for 40 as your thank you gift. This thank you gift providing meals for people who are facing hunger in your area.
Do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Great to have you along here on the Ideas Network as we visit with Michael Perry, author, musician, extraordinaire, and visiting with him about his new CD. It's called Tiny Pilot, and it's out there, Mike, let's see, it's
March 16th is the actual official release date, although the label is taking pre-orders right now.
Label's taking pre-orders, and you have an extra, there's an extra CD, or an extra track, excuse me, on the CD itself, isn't there?
Right, it's being released old school for those of us in our 40s, as an actual CD with an insert and a poster and lyrics, and then, of course, it's being released in a digital version. That'll happen on the 16th. But this version that you guys are giving away includes three extra tracks, one the airplane track we already discussed, but there's an extra song on there, too, that is not on the digital version of the album, and that song is called Harry Was Right, and it's a song set in a real-life bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, called The Joint. And I would like to bet that there's a pretty good percentage of your listenership who's been to that bar. Become iconic, and I wrote about it in the book, chapter 13 of my book, Truck. I wrote about The Joint. Yeah. And for a guy who's never had a drop of alcohol in his life, it's my favorite bar.
And Jim Packard and Dave Potratz were just talking about that during our news break, and both of them have spent some time at The Joint.
Ask Jim if he's ever been asked to leave.
He's on the phone with somebody right now. I'll have to ask him if he's ever been asked to leave The Joint. He's laughing and he's shaking his head. No.
Oh, good.
he was a good boy while he was there. Oh man, Marion LaCrosse, thank you for calling. Hello.
Thank you. I'm going to change or add something to what I was going to say originally. Being from La Crosse and just losing another young man to an alcohol-related drowning in the Mississippi River, I so appreciate Michael's. I am also a teetotaler. I've never had a drink in my life, and I appreciate his being willing to let people know that that's an option in our lives. But what I wanted to say, Michael, was when I saw you in Viroqua a year ago last winter, this past winter, and you talked about a new book that you were going to be writing about the old geezers, the old characters, and being a person who absolutely loves them. And I don't go to auctions to buy, but I sure love to go and observe some of these old geezers. Wondering how you're doing with that book and when it might be out.
Well, I was just working on it last night, as a matter of fact, when I probably should have been in bed. But it's coming along. There's two problems with the book. One is I just have a hard time figuring out where to go with the book, so it's hard for me ever to say too much about a book that's in progress because I don't know where it's going to end up. The other problem is a delightful problem, and that is that when I mention that I'm working on a book about old-timers, I immediately get 32 emails from folks telling me who I need to interview. And that's tough because it's true. There are so many of these folks all around us in our daily lives who are carrying this wisdom that's so valuable, and I think we'll be more needed in the next 20 years than we perhaps realize. And so that's always tough because I simply can't get to all of them. So I've picked a couple, and they're local, and the one fellow that I'm focusing on the most is my neighbor And he's in his 80s now and built his own cannons and lives in the house he was raised, born in, and just is one of those great characters. So I'm trying to soak up a little bit of that and get it on the page.
May I make another comment?
Yes,
sure.
I've
talked to you on the phone before, and I told you how I have to sit in, with a dictionary in my hand, but also I have to sit with a box of Kleenex, and I so appreciated the sensitivity and the respect when you wrote about Jakey, and I've read at least read Coop two or three times now, and each time I'm filled with awe in how you handled it. And thank you very much, and thank you to Chapter A Day, because that's where I discovered you.
Oh, well, I thank Chapter A Day too. Yeah, you know, I wound up in a situation where my publisher asked me to write a book. We usually set it up a year or two in advance, and then they just turn me loose. And I wind up basically having to write about a year in my life. I don't know when I start writing about that year what's going to happen. And a couple of times there have been tragedies that have involved people close to me. And I can't avoid writing about them because I'm writing about that year, and it's a big event. But you do wonder how to approach it. And in the case of Jake, you know, I guess you just try to write gently and honestly, and if I take any consolation, it's the emails and the letters I get from people who have perhaps been through a similar experience, and they take something from that story, and it's so tough, the parents out there who have gone through something like that.
Yeah.
You just hope you can put up some little memory that certainly doesn't fix it, but something to stand there and help us remember those little ones.
Thank you, Mary, very much for calling. Appreciate your call very much. Lovis in Eau Claire, we are going to give you a chance now. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi. I am calling because I go back a long way in Michael's family. I was a lifelong friend of his Grandma Perry and Grandpa, too. We were raised in Augusta, and I knew Wanda all my life, played bridge with her, and enjoyed both of them. I also remember very well his great-grandparents, his mother's, his father's grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
I learned to iron white shirts when I worked for Mrs. Perry, his great-grandmother, when they had the store in Augusta, Perry's Grocery, and
Wisconsin Public Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ma'am, Lovis, are you still there? Oh, we lost her. Michael, are you there?
You know, I recognize her name, and she's got all the details right. You bet. That's my grandma was from Augusta, Wisconsin. She was a Bates. And it's funny that she would bring up Grandma. Grandma's been gone a few years now. I wrote about her in Truck, too. I have a chapter in there about strong women, and my grandma was one of them. And she's one of those characters where someone will come up and say, was Wanda Perry your grandma? And you always kind of have to go, why you ask? Because the folks who loved her deeply, and the folks who had maybe had a run-in with her maybe wanted to chat about that. She was tough as nails, but she had this heart in her, and her big thing was the Humane Association. She started the Humane Association down here with a couple of other folks, and I think she had a lot more patience for wayward dogs than she did wayward humans. I mentioned earlier, I have a good family, and I was just so lucky to be born into that family. Yep. So I appreciate Lovis's call. I'm sorry she got cut off, but sure, thank her for calling.
Thank you, Lovis. Thank you very much. Andy Moore stopped in and says, you have a new video essay that will air on In Wisconsin on Wisconsin Public Television this Thursday, March 4th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, Andy toddles up here every once in a while with his camera, and Wendy is videographer, and I don't know, we usually just go out on the back 40 and I start yapping, and by the time it's done, they take all the tape back. I never get to see it. They just present it, and I'm at their mercy. I believe this next one that's going to air is a two-parter, and I go out, and you know, this ties into the old-timers thing. on this farm of ours, there are these big hills and these ravines, and there's always, on these old farms, one of the ravines used to be the dump.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are shocked and repulsed by this, but I love it. It's full of treasure, man, and you go dig through there, and you can see just layers of history, and there's an old piece of equipment buried there. And so we go out, and I talk about that, and we unearth a few things, you bet.
Yeah, that's Thursday, March 4th at 7 p.m., so that's coming right up. You know, Brad from Mineral Point wonders why you didn't play music when you were at the Alley stage in Mineral Point last summer.
Let's see. I can be frank about that if you want. You got to pay those band people. And I have the folks in my band, they all have jobs and they all have their own bands and they're also professional. And so I always have to make sure that I can remunerate. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
We need that dictionary we were talking about earlier. I have to be able to remunerate them appropriately. And also, it depends. I do a mix of things. Sometimes it's just me, sometimes it's just the band, and sometimes it's both. So.
Well, let's
we're going out here on a little tour here in this very month. We're going to do 4 dates.
That's just what I was going to ask you about. Tell us, where are you going?
Well, I think we're starting out on March 16th. We're going to be at Stage North up in Washburn, Wisconsin. And then on the 18th, we'll be at the Guard Theater in Spring Green, Wisconsin. And then on the 19th, we'll be at Cotter High School in Winona, Minnesota. And on the 20th, we're going to play at the Mabel Tainter Theater, a gorgeous place in Menominee, Wisconsin. And all of those are those shows I talked about before. I come out for the first half of the show and tell some stories and shoot the breeze and read a little bit, and then the band comes out for the second half of the show. I'll also be going to Wisconsin Rapids in there on my own in between. The best thing to do, again, is just go to sneezingcow.com and click on the events page and find out. But that... those 4 dates are the official Tiny Pilot World Tour. And we're calling it a tour because we're doing 4 gigs within the space of a week, so that's a tour. And we're calling it a world tour because we're going over into Minnesota.
So, right. Well, that sounds like a world tour to me. What about someone else emailed and wondered about writing and this whole business about the writing process. Is there much difference between writing a story and writing a song?
Yes and no. The biggest difference is that with the books and the magazines and the essays, I love what I do. I'm a writer first and foremost. I'm not losing track of that. That's at the core of all of this. But that kind of writing often comes with a word count and a deadline.
Yeah.
Whereas the songwriting is a bit more of an indulgence, and in that I can work at it whenever I want and whenever I'm moved to do so. And there are times when, if I've got a song 3/4 done and I think it needs to be finished, where I will really buckle down and take it all the way through to the end. But in general, the songwriting approach is much more relaxed. Now, I do revision just as insistently and assiduously as I do with my prose. But as I said, it's a little more relaxed than when I get around to it.
So that makes sense.
And I mean, I liked, you know, you're doing things that you're not always doing in your prose, paying a little more attention to rhyme and mm-hmm. playing with syllables and rhythm, trying to make it fit the line without cramping it or cutting it off too soon. So.
Jeff and Ashland will give you a chance. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. I just wanted to say hello to Mr. Perry and tell him I've read all 3 of his books. Actually, I'm doing it backwards. I'm reading Population right now.
Oh, great. That's all right.
But I got Truck for Christmas last year.
I actually like that because that way I'll get my hair back.
Very good. But the section in Coop where you're driving the tractor for the first time through the gate.
Oh, sure. Johnny Popper.
Back, you know, many, many memories for me. The same thing happened to me on the old Ford. You know, stepping on the clutch, or releasing the clutch and rolling through the gate was a big experience for me as well.
Oh, great. That really warms my heart when people, because occasionally people say, I've had some reviews, they say, well, I don't know why you spend so much time writing about baling hay or tractors. And I said, it's for that guy up in Ashland, man, because we remember that. I remember the day that my dad, you know, it was the John Deere B, Johnny Popper, we called it, and dad got up and opened the gate, and then instead of getting back on the tractor, he said, why don't you take her through?
Yeah. And I just remember the excitement in my gut and the weakness in my knees. And like the caller says, you put that clutch in, and you had all the room in the world, but you felt like you were maneuvering the Queen Mary through the aisle at the IGA. You know, it felt... Yeah.
Well, I will see you in Washburn, and Larry, I'll see you in June.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds... Oh, that's wonderful, Jeff.
Yep, indeed.
So Jeff's going to be coming to our grilling and chilling event. In fact, we've four people have signed up during the show for that.
Wow!
So always a pleasure. You know, Elizabeth from Madison says Michael Perry is a treasure,
and she says and so is Wisconsin Public Radio.
Michael, you are a treasure, and it's always a great pleasure to visit with you.
Well, thanks. I have two quick thank yous I have to do. The one is to Kyle Furnett at Ambledon Records. He's a Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin boy who started this record label, and he's the guy who made sure that you were able to get these albums for these premiums. And then I also, it's nice when people say I'm a treasure, but I want to thank my wife and my little ones, and even right now my mother-in-law who's back. I'm leaving for a week to go do some things, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. So.
Oh, thank you, Michael. And he is a treasure, isn't he, Jim?
He is indeed, and we're so happy that he was able to spend some time with us today before he heads for the airport in the Twin Cities to go off on his travels. So yeah. It's been fun.
Been a lot of fun, and thanks to everyone who's already contributed during this drive or regularly by mail. You know, we're a nonprofit public service radio station. We rely on listeners like you for a large chunk of our income, more than a third of it. So I hope you'll give now. If you haven't given already, give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We need to hear from 12 people in the next 8 minutes or so to make our goal of 75 calls for the program. Thanks if you're one of the people who've given this morning. If not, help us stay on track by making your contribution right now. WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. When you pledge at the $60 level, we'll be glad to send along a copy of Tiny Pilot with Michael Perry and the Long Beds. Some great music, kind of a bluegrass folk. I like to think of it as Nauburn folk. So, you decide the amount of your pledge, and when you give $60, we'll send you the CD. Pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You can make yourself feel extra good when you donate to WPR this drive. At $120 as your thank you gift, 40 meals will be provided to those in need through area food banks. So choose food for 40 is the thank you gift when you pledge, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I noticed someone from New Auburn said that, said to Michael Perry, "You sound just like Gordon Lightfoot, only zippier." It is a zippier. Boy, I'll tell you what, as we were playing those cuts today, my foot was tapping to the music. I wanted to get up and jump around a little bit. And I hope you'll jump to the phone right now and call us at 888-202-2552 with your contribution, or go online. That's the cheapest way for us. We save money if you go online at WPR.org. Then make your pledge, be it $60 or $120 or a couple people have already contributed $1,200 and are joining us on our grilling and chilling experience in Madison on June 19th. Whatever the amount, please call in now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We really want to reach our goal today of 75 contributions.
And we would like you to keep your membership alive and active. Maybe it's been a year since you pledged. Maybe it's even been longer. Think of your support of WPR like you think of a newspaper or a magazine subscription, something that you renew each year. Renew your support to WPR right now at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
Many listeners tune in to Wisconsin Public Radio all day long.
8 hours.
From
the time I get to work in the morning till the time I go home at night, in the car on the way home for lunch and on the way home after work till 5 o'clock at night, every day, Monday through Friday.
You can count on our being there for you. Can we count on you for a pledge of financial support today? Call now. Here's the number.
That number is 888-202-2552. Or you can go online to WPR.org. Make your contribution. Do it right now. It's a $50, $100, $500, whatever the amount you choose right now. Make your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We're closing in on our goal, Larry. Six calls to go to make our 75 for the show. Six calls is all that we need, and we hope that you'll make your call right now. The success of this drive depends on you. Thanks if you've already given. If not, give now online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. At the $60 level, we've got the Tiny Pilot CD. You decide the amount of your pledge, or rather than receive a book or a CD as a thank you this drive, you can do something special, give $120 or more, and select Food for 40 as your thank you gift, and WPR will pass on what we would normally spend on a book or a CD to a Wisconsin food bank in your area. So pledge now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We have great guests on Wisconsin Public Radio because they know that you're going to ask great questions. And today it was really fun to hear the callers and the comments about Michael's work and the stories that they shared. It was really wonderful. Your support makes this kind of programming possible. You're the most reliable part of our budget. Thanks in advance for making your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Many of you become donors out of a sense of social responsibility because you think of WPR as a shared resource and because you yourself have been getting value out of it over the past year or two or three or even longer. It's time to put something back in. Make a donation for yourself and also for the community. The amount is up to you. The important thing is that you participate. Give securely online at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Larry, we're closing in on that 75-call goal.
We have only four calls to go to reach our goal. Doesn't matter how much you contribute. Some people give $25 or $30. Others give $1,200 or even more than that. Give the amount that's comfortable and affordable for you. What's important is that you participate by giving whatever you can give, because by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, you're supporting an independent voice in the media. Go online at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Still have a couple to go to reach our goal, Jim.
I'd like to do it in the next 15 seconds while I'm talking. There are several ways to pay your pledge, and one of them is by monthly installments directly from your bank account. Once it's set up, you don't have to think about it again. It's a great way to be a sustaining member of WPR. Saves paper. It's easy. We'll help you get started when you make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And, of course, there are, as we've said, a lot of ways to pay your pledge. Please do it. Go online, monthly installments. $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio is just a little over 30 cents a day. And when you think about it, you probably spend a lot more than 30 cents a day on things you value less than Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, we finally have scored the 75th call.
All right.
So we met our goal for the day. And, of course, we want to pass our thanks along to Michael Perry and the Long Beds for providing the music that people have been enjoying, and I know that you're going to enjoy the full CD. Pledge of $60 will get you a copy of The Tiny Pilot, and you can do that at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now it's showing that there's a little
we're
ahead.
We're on the plus side.
We're on the plus side. Let's take it a little higher to the plus side. There'll be days when we're not on the plus side, so I'm really glad to see us there again. Call us at 888-202-2552. Let me repeat that. 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. Thank you for contributing. Thank you for listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.